listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Well, welcome everyone to the Tennis in 10 podcast. Ed McGrogan here from Wimbledon, England, where day two of the championships has concluded in a, I think, a very dispiriting way, quite honestly. Just when you consider, you know, the center of attention is Wimbledon, and even more so, the center of attention is center court Wimbledon. And today you had, three matches on schedule. Angelique Kerber against Arena Falcone, Novak Djokovic against Martin Klizan, Roger Federer against Alexander Dolgopolov. The beginning of the day, I mean, considering the past and potential, I suppose, of Klizan and Dolgopolov, that made for a pretty nice ticket and a nice, you know, session start to finish. And Falcone against Kerber, I mean, you know, really nothing can be taken for granted for Kerber at this point. What we got was we had Kerber prevail, and in the time it took her to win her match in straight sets, Djokovic and Federer combined to play, I believe, two less minutes of total tennis than Kerber did. That's because there's two retirements on center court today. They did move Caroline Wozniacki and Tamea Babos there as well afterward to obviously, give the ticket holders, some of whom have paid extraordinary sums of money, some who have, queued in line and slept in tents over the past day or so, in an effort to see center court tennis. It's a really tough spot because I don't think there's any answer that can be given that really satisfies, not only fans of tennis, but I think, fans of, maybe even critics of tennis, but really just, sports fans in general. And I think it is something in tennis that has always been tough to overcome, is the fact that at a moment's notice, even, whether it's first round of Wimbledon or when there's only one match going and it's a final, a player can call it quits, and there's really nothing else that can be done about it. It is the player's, of course, right to do that. And, in almost, I would say in 95% of times, they're doing it because it's something they need to do. It's always something that is going to make the sport, I think, that much tougher to really just appeal, I think, to a mainstream audience that just, can't understand why, this happens seemingly very regularly, but more to the point that it often seems to happen in Grand Slam so often. You can figure that, playing warm-up events and, making sure one is ready to play the biggest tournaments, you might expect to see a few more retirements. But what we've really gotten is, this is not uncommon at the majors either. And it's a problem that tennis, I think, needs to, needs to somehow take a little more seriously. And I think especially in an era now where, the game has become more analytics and scientific based, I don't think there's no incentive per se for a player to finish out when they're guaranteed, the earnings of a first round loss, which at Wimbledon is £35,000. Both Klizan and Dolgopolov, had that today. So did Bernard Tomic. He finished his match, but he had a very revealing press conference where, he said that, basically winning doesn't even give him satisfaction any longer. Guy who at 24 and is a former Orange Bowl champion, pretty not unprecedented certainly to hear from a guy like Tomic, who is as kind of unorthodox and as they come. But, you know, not one of tennis's better days today. And of course, that's just, you know, that's just about center court. But I do compare it to, you know, kind of to day one. And I thought, how full of just, what the sport has to offer day one, what day one was at Wimbledon. And, just not a great follow-up, unfortunately. They can all be great days, but this one I think is a bit of a sour taste. Now, of the matches that did go on, Wozniacki did end up winning in three sets over Babos, number five seed. Not many upsets whatsoever today. Karolina Pliskova ran through Rodina 1-4. Raonic in straight sets over Struff, Thiem straight sets over Pospisil. That was a bit of a surprise. I only thought because of what Pospisil has done here before. Thiem, he has some questions on grass, but that's a nice 6-4, 6-4, 6-3 win. Del Potro had a four setter against Kokkinakis. I was at that for just a little bit. Leighton Hewitt was in Kokkinakis' corner. Definitely gave Del Potro everything he could handle at this one. 6-3, 3-6, 7-6, 6-4. A good way to work his way into the tournament for Del Potro. Radwanska 7-6, 6-0 against Jelena Jankovic. Burdich four sets over Shardy. Kuznetsova straight sets over Jabeur. One of the better stats of the day was Kyle Edmund and Alexander Ward, not James Ward. It was only the second time since 2001 that two British players have played each other in the main draw at Wimbledon. An unbelievable stat to me. Edmund wins that in four sets after losing the first. No issues for Muguruza, Alexander Zverev, Mladenovic, all straight set winners. Safarova, I think a very trendy pick, wins in straight sets also over Dodin. One of the few seeds to fall was Richard Gasquet. Pretty disappointing four set loss to Ferrer in under 3 hours. Dimitrov, Vandeweghe, Monfils, Baczynski, all winning. Baczynski in three sets, 6-0 in the third. And, again, just not, certainly not a, a day that came and went. And I think what we're really kind of already at this point kind of looking ahead to is what we'll see on day three in the second round. But some other matches too. It was still a very heavy day, of course, in the courts. Jack Sock wins in four sets. From a U.S. perspective, Barbara Levchenko beats Laura Davis. Lauren Davis, the 28th seed, all U.S. match there. Ryan Harrison, a straight set win over Chorich. Harrison, I think, has gained suits the grass very well. Really good volleyer. And Bethany Mannix-Sands, a three-set winner over Lynette. Another stat that came up as well is she's going to have a career, a little rankings bump because of this performance. And, a veteran that is really, that I think plays well at the slams, quite honestly, Mannix-Sands. You have players that are specialists kind of, or do well kind of in the lower tier events, but can't really bring it to the majors. Mannix-Sands the opposite of that. Some few other results. Another All American risk over Steven just coming back, 6-2, 7-5. Kasatkina straight set winner, number 29 seed. Zhang and Gavrilova, two seeds to fall on the women's side. Petra Martic beats Gavrilova 10-8 in the third, so one of the day's better matches by far. And John Isner straight setter over Taylor Fritz. There was a number of All-American matches. One other seed I should mention to fall, Pavlyuchenkova, the 16th seed, loses 9-7 in the third to Rodionova. And you had Feliciano Lopez retiring in the fourth set against Manarino, another sort of a star on grass, but Wimbledon, that's a tough one to bow out of, but you know, we have to take it, and we'll move on to day three, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on the Tennis in 10 podcast. Thank you very much.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.